Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
744, 16 till 8. Everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people were off yesterday, so we thought we'd put off, bank on it until today when more people would be listening with Jason Shields, who is, of course, the Chief Operating Officer with Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company. How you doing, Jason?
You're good, Tommy. How are you today?
I am well, sir. Did you have a nice Labor Day weekend, you and the family?
I did. It was nice. It was good to have a little extra day off, get caught up on things.
And felt a little bit cooler, too, which was very nice. Let's talk about passwords today, right, and keeping your money safe?
Yeah, sure thing. So today I wanted to, with everyone coming back from the holiday, I wanted to take a little bit easier topic than some of our deeper financial dives that we've done and talk about passwords. Some simple things you can do that could end up saving you a whole lot of pain and stress if your passwords get stolen. So let's start with a stat. 60 to 65% of Americans have the exact same password across every single account that they have, their Netflix accounts, their emails, and more importantly and dangerously, their financial accounts, their banks, their credit cards, their investments and things like that. And, you know, that's obviously a really dangerous thing. If someone takes your Netflix account, that's not the worst thing in the world. But if someone takes access to your financial account, they can basically wipe out all of your money that you have in moments. And using the same password is a fairly dangerous thing because of something that's called credential stuffing. And so the way that works is when a username and password on some site you forgot you registered on years ago gets breached, it gets sold on the dark web, and then they have these bots and AI agents that'll just basically go out there and spam every single site on the internet with your username and password to try to get access to something else, assuming that you use the same password on other things. And you know, it's a lot of people just don't want to deal with password security, so they have the same password for their Netflix and their online banking account. And so if that happens, it's a really dangerous thing. So what I really wanted to talk about today was passwords, making a strong password without making it difficult, right? So if you talk to someone in the tech industry, they'll say, oh, you should use a password manager, and that's great, and it does all these things and makes these random passwords. But everyone I talk to on a regular basis, normal folk, just tell me, you know, that's really complicated and I don't want to deal with it. So I thought I'd give everyone a fun way to make stronger passwords that we use in the tech industry. And that's something we call passphrases.
Passphrases?
So, passphrases, where it's multiple words come together that to almost anyone except you makes absolutely no sense. And the example that I'll use today was I was having a po' boy last week. Mm-hmm. And so I was sitting there, and a guy at another table had a shrimp po' boy, and he put mustard on it, which I thought was the weirdest thing ever. But look,
wow.
You know?
Let me tell you real quick.
We all have our choices.
Real quick, Jason, the worst thing I thought I'd ever seen was somebody at the Disney World Golf Resort eating oysters with horseradish and drinking coffee. Raw oysters, but I think you topped it with fried shrimp and a mustard. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Look, I'm assuming he's from out of town, whatever, but I'm going to tell you what, it sticks with you. And so a simple password that you can remember that would take computers years to guess would be po' boy shrimp mustard ?2025. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a really long password. It's very specific to you, and I can guarantee you, you're never going to forget it. Doing those types of things, making it something that's not specific to you or things of that nature, just make these passwords incredibly hard to guess. A lot of people will get caught up, oh, I need X number of numbers and characters. If you just make a phrase, it tends to be relatively easy to go through. So another thing I really wanted to touch on this morning that I think is an important thing that everyone should do is you should have a dedicated email address that you use only for your super important things, right? Your bank accounts, your credit cards, your investments, mm-hmm. nothing else, right? That email address is only used for those super important things. And that way, you know, if you get an email in your personal account or somewhere else that's been breached from your bank, it's, you know, it's safe because it's not going to your money account, if we want to call it that. And by having that special account, you're in essence locking down, and you use those passwords, that email address for absolutely nothing else on the internet. And that's it's a really important thing, right? I can tell you a lot of stories that we've seen over the years of people, it takes minutes when people get into your online banking, they'll wire funds, they'll send ACHs. And so it's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit more, Jason, if you will, the rapidity with which something like that can happen.
Yeah, so once someone has access or they know they've got a live person, in essence, they will use AI agents to basically just spam you all over. If someone gets access to your email account because you use the same password as somewhere else, they in essence have an agent that will scrub your folders, see where you have accounts, and then start spoofing emails from all of those places. And your emails that are made with AI are incredibly good, Tommy. They look like they come from your bank, mm-hmm. or they look like they come mm-hmm. from Netflix or whatever account that they're trying to get. And then when you click on that link, it'll take you to a website that looks just like the account that you're trying to go to, but it's a fake one that the hackers have set up. I can tell you stories of over the past year, we've probably knocked down a dozen accounts that have spoofed our own personal account, right? And it's not necessarily specific to us. That's just where the industry is going, right? It's relatively easy. AI makes it incredibly simple. So if I could give everyone one thing to kind of be sure. cognizant of is when you get those text messages or you get those emails, pick up the phone, call your banker, or if it gives you a link, don't click the link. Go to the actual bank's website. Right. It takes a couple seconds to type it in, but you know, those links are incredibly long, right? We don't know what they are. And then when you click on that link, it takes you to two or three different pages. You don't convenience will inevitably cause you some issues. So,
Jason, I think that's extremely important, which is don't do anything online. Pick up the phone and talk. And that's why it's important to have a relationship with the banker, right? Pick up the phone and call the bank because you know who you're talking to.
100%. And I don't think anyone has ever said, oh, man, you know what, Jason, I really want to hear from you today when you called about this silly text message you got, right? Mm-hmm. If anything, we'll yap your head off for 30 minutes about the guy who had mustard on his po' boy.
But that and also you might be able to alert other people to it, right?
That's the thing. If we notice trends, it helps us find the threats relatively quickly and eliminate them, right? It's because I can guarantee you if it's happening to you, it's probably happening to others. And financial institutions, regulatory agencies, we aggregate all this stuff up so we can very quickly and easily ascertain a threat and get our head around it, right? Just like they're evolving and becoming using AI for those types of things, so are the financial industries and the others.
I was watching Seinfeld the other day, and it was the one where Peterman bought Kramer's stories, and now I'm also thinking about the Seinfeld episode with the passwords where George didn't want to give his up. But the only thing the point I'm making is you don't want to use mustard on a shrimp po' boy because that's your story, that's your idea, and then you don't want somebody, right? You understand what I'm saying? Since it's out there in the public domain?
Absolutely. It's nothing that should be linked to you personally. I'm not a fan of posting my life in real time on social media, right? Because, mm-hmm. again, there are AI agents that will scrub those things and use it to form algorithms to start guessing your passwords. If I have a couple of hooks into your personal life, the system will try as many things as it can, and it's usually pretty good. People tend to overshare these days, Tommy.
Mm-mm-mm. Very valuable information. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it. Hopefully we kept somebody safe, and I hope you have a better po' boy experience next time. Well, by the way, how do you like your shrimp po' boy?
Tabasco, right? Crystal.
Yeah.
Just all. That's it.
I like butter and butter, mustard, but not mustard, butter, ketchup, and some hot sauce right there with you. Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Valuable information. You bet. Jason Shield, Chief Operating Officer, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company, Bank on It. Financial information you can trust and count on. 7:53, 7 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.